Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Emily Jewell, who plays Mrs. Potts in Disney's Beauty and the Beast musical at Warner Theater here in Washington, D.C. Emily, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Jason. Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. When did you first encounter Beauty and the Beast? Did you watch it as a kid, the Disney movie?
Absolutely. In fact, Beauty and the Beast is one of my, you know, earliest Disney movie memories of, you know, my favorite movies that they had. And I think it struck a chord with me, like it did with many people in my generation, because the character Belle was so different. You know, she was such an independent princess, to say. And so I think, you know, she really changed the game for Disney with their animated movies, and especially with, you know, the music of Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, and just how beautiful the whole thing was. I think that was a game changer, like I said, for Disney, and I think they really stepped it up with the Broadway production.
Yeah, and it always struck me as it seemed like the most like a musical of any of the animated movies of that era.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. From that, it translates very well to stage.
From the opening Belle's song on, you know, with all the different townspeople, you know, calling out parts of the song, it just seemed much like a musical. Here's a chicken and egg question for you, which is funny because they say I need six eggs. That's too expensive. All right, so here's a chicken and the egg. Here's a chicken and the egg. Do you think seeing the Disney movie of Beauty and the Beast, do you think that inspired you to like musicals, or do you think your love of musicals made you love Beauty and the Beast especially?
That's a great question. You know, it definitely just added to my love, because I was a Sound of Music girl. When I was 2 years old, my parents loved telling the story. I taught myself how to use a VCR, and I would watch The Sound of Music on repeat, and I was obsessed with Julie Andrews and just obsessed with this movie musical. So that definitely sparked it for me, and then I couldn't get enough. So Beauty and the Beast absolutely is one of my favorites, and it's something I've watched again and again, and it's a musical that I love to see again and again too. Whenever there's a stage production anywhere, I would go see it. So to be in it now in this, you know, national touring production with the original Broadway creative team and bringing this to, you know, people across this country is such a wonderful opportunity, and I just feel really thankful that I get to do it.
Do you have a favorite song?
Of course. Human Again is actually my favorite song. It's not in the original movie. It was one of the new songs added, but it was written for the original movie and then removed. So it is still, you know, the lyrics of late Howard Ashman and Alan Menken's music, and it's the song that all the enchanted objects sing in the second act when they're really, you know, envisioning what this could be like if this spell were broken, if they could actually get back to the people that they once were, and just all that hope that is in that song. It's so glorious, and it's some of the most beautiful singing I think we get to do in the entire show.
So this song was this song in the Broadway version, just not the movie?
Yes, so exactly. It wasn't in the movie, and then when the Broadway production came out in, I think, 93, 94, it was there, and it is still in our show. And they've actually, when they remastered the movie, they put it into the movie. So if you go watch the new version that came out for, the 20th anniversary, it's there.
Sort of like
animated version as well.
Sort of like a deleted scene that got popped back in there.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Similar to Simba's little added song in The Lion King.
There you go, exactly.
Gotcha.
You're very knowledgeable about Beauty and the Beast, Jason. You must be a fan as well.
Are you kidding me? I wore the tape out just like, you know, they used to have the Disneys in the big plastic cases,
yep.
The VHS.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Had a whole wall full of them, so yeah, those are worn out. But speaking of that, though, I mean, you play Mrs. Potts, correct?
I do.
These are big shoes to fill. This is the Angela Lansbury. Everyone, you know, sees that character and they think of her voice, and she has the title song, Beauty and
totally.
The Beast, you know, the tale as old as time, all that stuff.
Totally.
So how much do you pull from that, even if it's subconsciously, from your memories of her in that role?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll definitely notice similarities from, you know, my interpretation of Mrs. Potts and Angela Lansbury, is because she's wonderful. Like, what a wonderful gift that I get to, you know, listen to and, you know, watch it, even though it's animated. You can still see, like, Angela Lansbury's expressions in Mrs. Potts, you know, in the animated movie.
Which is crazy, but you totally can.
But you can, and you can tell that it's her, right? Yeah. But there's definitely differences, as there will be with any, you know, actor. But I think, you know, a lot of the warmth is there, and the thing that makes Mrs. Potts who she is, which is her hope in the situation. I mean, the whole message of the story is seeing past the exterior of someone and into their heart. And she is one of the people who knows what's in the beast's heart from the beginning, and she's really rooting for him the whole time. And so, you know, you still have that warm energy, that motherly love, you know, that everyone, you know, came to know with Mrs. Potts with Angela Lansbury. You'll definitely still see that. But there will be some differences, too.
How's your costume work? Is it just a huge pot around you?
It's amazing. The costumes were designed by Anne Hold Ward, who did the Broadway productions of costumes as well. She actually won the Tony for the Broadway costumes.
Nice.
And when they reimagined our show in 2010, she came and redesigned them for our tour. I don't want to give anything away,
sure.
But you can definitely tell I'm a teapot. I don't say that much.
there is a handle on there. Okay.
Well, and you know, with the story there, with the musical, you know, they're objects all the time in the movie, but in the Broadway musical, the spell has been, you know, changing them into objects the whole time.
Gotcha.
So there's a little twist to that too.
Gotcha. Yeah. Does it get hot in the costume?
Sometimes.
I mean, it is a teapot, so I mean,
it
it's
steam. I'm not covered in boiling water or anything. I'm safe.
Well, that's good. That's good. What else does the stage show offer that the animated movie doesn't? Like, say, our TOP listeners are listening to this right now. They all remember the movie, but maybe they never checked it out on Broadway. Describe that experience of why it's great seeing it live on stage.
So the wonderful thing about seeing this live is that, number one, it's still this wonderful story that's geared towards everyone. So bring your kids, bring your grandparents, come on a date night. Like, there is something for everybody in the show. The costumes are amazing. You have all your favorite songs. You're going to have your big DR guest number. You've got Gaston. You've got Beauty and the Beast. But then you also have, you know, six new numbers that aren't in the original movie. So you're going to get some really beautiful moments from the Beast. And Belle has some wonderful songs. And Gaston has another song. So there's just, it's everything in the movie times 10, you know what I mean? Like, there's just so much more than you can even imagine within a movie, if you can imagine loving it even more than you already did.
Well, that's hard, but...
I know.
Do you have a favorite set piece? Like, a part in the play that every time makes you step back and gasp and pinch yourself and say, man, I'm in this show, this is incredible.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the end of Be Our Guest is pretty spectacular. Just when everything that they change with the set comes out for that number, because it feels as spectacular as the movie. And I was like, how are they going to do this? How is the champagne going to pop? But it does. It really does. And it's breathtaking. And there's even a little bit of a giggle at the end because you hear the audience respond at the end of that number. And you can't help but laugh to yourself because it's just so much fun.
They're so ready by the end of that song to
exactly.
to try the gray stuff. They think it's delicious.
Exactly.
Talk about some of your co-stars. Like, who plays some of the major characters, and, you know, what are some of their strengths? Like, what do they each bring to the show? Let's start with Belle.
Jillian Butterfield plays Belle, and she has all of the, like, strong, independent, quirky qualities that you want to see in Belle. And she has a gorgeous voice, of course. But I love watching her really, like, honest, dramatic moments, because she's a fantastic actor. And you really get to see who Belle is. You really get to watch her change through the course of the show. Everyone is fantastic. Ryan Everett Wood plays the Beast. His song at the end of the first act is glorious. Patrick Peavyhouse plays Lumiere with Samuel Shirtless as Cogsworth, and they are just this hilarious duo. Kelly Tilgoyette plays the Wardrobe, and you're going to get lots of funny moments from her. Same thing with Melissa Jones, who plays Abet. I mean, all the objects have their own, you know, life to them.
Right.
Everybody is just cast so perfectly. When you see Cameron Bond play Gaston, you're just going to... You're gonna die, because he's so hilarious.
I mean,
just everybody is just so perfect for their part.
That Gaston role has to just be one of the most fun roles to do, because he's so egotistical that you can really run with that.
Yeah,
run with that.
Of course, I think you'll definitely get that from Cameron. you will get the Gaston you're hoping for sure.
Awesome. Talk a little bit about Warner Theater. What makes it a special place to do this compared to, you know, other theaters in the area?
You know what? I'm actually not very familiar with the Warner Theater, but I am just so thrilled that we're coming to D.C. for a whole week.
Oh, cool.
I've never been to Washington, D.C., so I have tons of sightseeing I want to do while I'm there, all the monuments and the Holocaust Museum. I'm really, really excited to see what D.C. has to offer. But yeah, the Broadway show closed several years ago, and in 2010, they relaunched this tour, and they brought back the original Broadway creative team to create it. So we're the fifth, I think, cast, fifth or sixth cast of the national tour.
Gotcha. And so you're just you're looking forward to coming down from New York to see.
Absolutely.
Washington.
I mean, we were hired specifically just to tour the country. So we've rehearsed in New York City, but we didn't perform it there.
And you guys are how long are you in town here before you head to another city?
We perform there January 6th to the 11th, and then we head to Fort Worth, Texas after that.
Awesome. Well, look, thanks so much for making time to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you, Jason.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And for our listeners who have seen any iteration of the movie, it sounds like the stage version, there's something there that wasn't there before.
Absolutely. Look at you with all your little lyrics. Yeah, there absolutely is. I think everyone will have a great time.
Well, thanks so much for coming on, Emily. This is Emily Jewell. She plays Mrs. Potts, which has to be a really fun role in Disney's Beauty and the Beast musical at Warner Theater here in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Jason.